folks, and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. Your host, Maggie Hart, is here again this week on my big comfy couch with my big heavy moose sweatshirt and my line leggings, and it is freezing. As I record for you tonight, all over the country, even in areas that don't normally see snow and ice like down south, are gonna get hammered. But of course, nobody's messing with the weather, right? Because it's normal for places like Tennessee and North Carolina to get snow and ice. Plus, the temperatures have plummeted. It's zero and below in most places in the north, and everybody that I know of is getting a huge blizzard tomorrow, which would be Sunday. By the time you guys hear this, it'll probably be over, but I'm sending positive energy and prayer vibes to everybody who needs it to stay safe and warm. Hopefully everybody's prepared and buckled in. This is a perfect example of why we should have supplies like extra food, blankets, alternate sources of heat, generators, and gas for it. Make sure your cars are filled with gas and kerosene lamps. Lots of water on hand and animal food. Shortwave radios, emergency crank-up radios, and plenty of batteries for your flashlights or solar lights. I personally always keep at least two or three extra shovels and extra driveway ice melter when I can find it, because here in the wintertime, by February, it's usually all gone for the season. So usually at the start of the season when I see it, I'll grab 4 to 5 bags and put it in the basement. For those people down south that don't always prep for these things, I think it's a good idea for next time to maybe Amazon a bag of de-icer and have it on hand. And another thing that most people forget about with these frigid cold temps down south is animal blankets and sweaters, because dogs are not used to going outside in these temperatures, and they're not used to the texture of the snow and stuff on their feet. So booties don't always work so well, but at least a sweater or jacket for your pup, and then extra blankets for them to lay on in the house when it's cold, so that when they come in they can warm up easily, are always a good idea to keep on hand just in case you get a scenario like this. And just in case they still refuse, you might want to keep some puppy pads in the house. My little Remington had diabetes for 2.5 years. I was able to keep her alive for that long with her condition, but I ended up buying for like $40 a set of, they were made in America, 4 reusable pee pads. And you can actually buy the adult hospital bed pee pads for elders and just keep those on hand. And what I would do, because she was going through so many of the paper ones, is just wash those, and they can fit easily on a linen cabinet in your bathroom, and you can just pull them out when you need them. You can keep them next to the extra dog towels that you're going to need to wipe off the snow when they come in before they lay on the blanket. Also, make sure you have a supply of meds for both yourselves if you take any and your pets on hand, just in case there's a scenario where you can't get out. I also always carry a couple of cans of chicken and rice dog food, or some rice with chicken. Make sure I have it in the freezer, because sometimes when their environments change, they get a little anxious and upset, and the chicken and rice helps to calm the digestive system. So I keep that in the house and bring it with me when I travel with them. And where I'm at in cold temperatures in the winter, and if you're in an environment that doesn't normally get such cold temperatures and you have any feral or outdoor cats, please make sure that you have an outdoor home for them. It could be a styrofoam cooler or an old cooler, or even a tote with holes cut in it with straw. Hay freezes, so, and blankets freeze when they get wet. So just straw and someplace out of the wind for them to go and get warm. And if you put food and water out, please make sure to check a couple times a day to make sure their water hasn't frozen over. And with snow usually comes wind, so make sure that you weight down whatever it is that you're using, if it's styrofoam especially, so that it doesn't blow away. Ideally, you're going to want to find a garage or a barn for these creatures and then put the house inside of that. But if not possible, at least make sure they have some sort of refuge out of the wind and the snow and the ice. A lot of my friends have little garden sheds. You can even put something like that inside a garden shed and leave the door open. Just make sure you prop it open so the wind doesn't blow it shut. And trending all over the places are those little, used to be $20, $30 plastic greenhouses, where people are making little enclosures for feral cats and outside cats with those, and then putting the houses inside of those. Those are wonderful, as long as they're anchored down well enough, because in strong winds, they're going to tip. So make sure you put plenty of weight in the bottom of those. The cool feature with those is, because they're clear, you can see what's going on from the outside. And then you can put blankets and stuff inside of that, inside of the house, because they're not going to get wet. Just make sure sure you change them out regularly because the cats coming in will be wet. And finally, if you feed your birds, make sure that you got plenty of seed out there for them. Hopefully that's helped a little. It seems like common sense, but there may be one or two things in there that you have forgotten about that'll help you the next time. And trust me, with the way they're screwing with the weather, there will be a next time. Get it now and be prepared. I have mentioned the Insulbright before on my shows. You can get it at Hobby Lobby or Walmart. It's the stuff people use to make pot holders and oven mitts. What I've done for all my animals inside, and you can do it for those outdoors as long as your shelter is enclosed where water won't get in. Take a length of that Insulbright, comes by the yard, just cut it down to fit. I've gotten old pillow shams, country pillow shams, and I've stuffed those Insulbright pieces inside the shams, and when the animals lay on them, it generates back their body warmth. So for those of you that are going crazy with the electric heating pads for your cats and stuff, you won't have to bother with those anymore. These work just as well. And if the power goes out, there's still a viable source of heat for your pet. For the littler ones, you can use a flannel pillowcase. If you have a sewing machine, though, what I would recommend once you do that is both for the shams and pillowcase, crisscross a giant X from corner to corner. That way, you take the whole thing, throw it in the wash, and pull it out of the dryer. Otherwise, you're going to be taking that fabric out, that Insulbright, and stuffing it back in there and having to straighten it out because it will bunch. I got tired of doing that, so I stitch an X. And if you make two of them, what I do for my little girl here that's tiny is I put one on the bottom of her bed, and then when she's super cold, I just drape one over the top of her and tuck her in, and she is toasty warm. If you listen closely, you'll hear her snoring throughout my episodes in the background. And once you're all tucked in, make the best of it. Make some comfort food, maybe some crock pot meals if you have electric. And do a fun activity that you don't usually allow yourself the time to treat yourself to, like reading a good book or snuggling in and watching some movies with some hot cocoa. Or if you're feeling a little anxious because this isn't your typical winter weather, do something I like to call the warm mammal reset. It takes about 3 minutes. Your nervous system isn't scared of the storm. It's reacting to low light, to cold, quiet isolation, barometric pressure shifts. And your body goes, are we dying in the tundra? So we send it the opposite signal, warm. Plus heavy plus slow equals safe. For 60 seconds, grab a tea, warm water, soup, heating pad, blanket. Warm your hands or your chest. Warming your palms instantly tells the vagus nerve, not freezing, no danger, we're good. It's primal, but it works stupid fast. Then you're going to exhale your breathing for 90 seconds. Do an inhale of 4 and an exhale of 8, and a long exhale only matters. Then do 10 to 15 breaths. Long exhale equals literal power off switch for anxiety. It slows your heart rate on command. This is biology, not mindset. And then for weight, wrap yourself in a blanket, press your back into a wall, hug a pillow, lie on the floor. Gentle pressure and the brain registers held or supported. It's the same reason weighted blankets knock people out. And that's it. You just told your 200,000-year-old animal body, shelter found, fire lit, tribe safe. Anxiety drops because there's nothing left to defend against. If you want to go a little extra and you have some tuning forks, hold one to your sternum or place it on your heart for 30 seconds. The vibration plus the exhale is like a chef's kiss for your nervous system reset. But honestly, the tea, blanket, and breathing already does 90% of that. There's a storm outside. There's a hearth inside. You're good. Okay, jumping into the Clippies intro like we're doing the polar bear plunge. Trump's wanting to buy Greenland. When he first said that, everybody laughed. Ha ha ha. What is he gonna do? Venmo Denmark? Now it's like actual negotiations are ongoing. Bro, what? You gotta hand it to Trump. He treats geopolitics like Facebook Marketplace. Hi, yes, is Greenland still available? Lightly used, one owner, comes with glaciers. What's next? I'll trade you Puerto Rico and a Chick-fil-A franchise. Real estate energy is location. Arctic, amenities, ice, seals, vibes, penguins, HOA, Vikings. And then he goes to the WEF like, no corporations are buying private homes. People should own houses. And everybody's like, wait, hold on. Did a billionaire just say something that sounds weirdly pro-regular people? Their brain short-circuited. This was Davos. And he said that he asked credit card companies to cap interest for Americans at 10% for a year. 10%. You know what my buddy's is right now? Something like 47% and their firstborn child. My visa statement looks like balance 300, interest 7,000, soul forfeited. So when somebody says let's stop the bleeding, I'm like, yeah, cool. Because right now Chase Bank is basically a medieval loan shark. Pay us or we'll take your goats. Meanwhile, you've got Senator Hawley grilling that official like, can men get pregnant? And she's like, well, we need to center lived experiences. Ma'am, it's biology, not a horoscope. Just answer the question. And then she kind of says he's gaslighting her. Gaslighting? He asked a yes or no question, not rearranged the furniture and told you you're crazy. We've weaponized therapy words so hard. Next week, it's going to be like, you didn't text me back. Response, stop trauma bonding me. What? And then, Cannolis, you're not going to believe it, but I actually found a clippy where people are buying salt at Target, then returning it to protest ICE. Salt. Salt. We've reached Old Testament activism. Let my people go or we season everything. Imagine being the Target employee. Hi, why are you returning 12 bags of Morton's? Justice. Okay. And Florida enters the clippies because, of course, Florida. A guy finds two toddlers walking across a busy highway alone, walks them back to an Airbnb. The adults inside didn't notice. How do you lose two toddlers? Toddlers aren't stealth mode. They're loud, sticky, shaped like traffic cones. They're not oops. And the Good Samaritan was just happy to reunite the little ones with the folks and didn't report them or say anything. Then I found a clippy, contact lenses that let you see entities. Excuse me? So we invented ghost mode contacts now? Like, try our new lenses. Now with extra demons. And they're pulling them off the market because people are seeing figures. Yeah, because if I put something in my eye and suddenly see shadow people, I'm not calling customer service. I'm calling, like, me. Or a team with a preacher and a pastor or a priest or something. And I know it's been talked about for years, but I have a clippy for you about viral parasites entering through the eyes and taking over people's bodies. Every conspiracy now starts with through the eyes anyway. My eyeballs just kind of want to exist peacefully. Can't they just be eyeballs? But no, they're portals. Highways? Alien B&Bs maybe? Well, not mine specifically, but you get the idea. And my favorite this week, clippy about NASA secretly knowing that gravity will shut off for 7 seconds on August 12, 2026. There's actually a name for it called Project Anchor. NASA has officially debunked the story, saying there was no such project and gravity simply can't turn off for 7 seconds. But supposedly there was a leaked document with an $89 billion budget, so you'll have to listen to that one and make your own determination. Do we need to go out and buy weights and ropes to tie down Nona and the Calzones so she's not flipping around in her apron like something out of the Willy Wonka movie? Hey, maybe that's where all the Somalian money's been going. Those guys are pretty skinny. Maybe they're not running drugs, making money, and sending it overseas to bring more criminals here and buying up communities in Mercedes while flooding the Ruby Tuesdays. Maybe they're investing in weighted vests. And then Newsom's Davos speech gets canceled and he blames the Republicans. And I'm like, bro, at this point, Davos sounds like high school drama with a severe dystopian plot twist. They didn't invite me to speak. They're trying to silence me. Maybe the schedule was just full, my guy. Sometimes it's not a coup. Sometimes it's a Google Calendar. But with Trump in the House, it might have been the Republicans. Who knows? At least it saved us all several minutes we'll never get back of listening to Newsom. Because Lord knows he belongs in Davos instead of cleaning up his city. But he was probably there for the food the party favors. And the opportunity to see one of his self-proclaimed sugar daddies, one of the Soroses. So my solution to all of this madness is pretty simple. Drink water, touch the grass, own your own house, capture your interest. Don't buy haunted contact lenses. And if gravity shuts off, text me. We'll float around together. See what I did there? He was floating around in that video, remember? Flying around, freaking out Santana? Who knows, maybe they were taking some pills or something when they filmed that video, flying high. Kathleen Madigan can tell you a story about taking pills.
My mom was a nurse for 30 years. She's retired. I said, out of nowhere, while we're pushing a cart, God, I have a splitting sinus headache. She goes, oh, here. And roots through a giant purse and goes, take this. And I took it. And about a second later, I hear, oh. I said, what? What was that all about? She goes, did you swallow that? Yep. Sure did. Swallowed it. What color was it? I don't know, Mom. I didn't look at what color it was. Kathleen, why didn't you look at what color the pill was? Why? What? Because you're not somebody I met at a party.
Here's a triple shot from Misfit Mama, Crew Shenanigans, and the government.
Maybe it's kindness, maybe it's grace, maybe it's just staying out of their face. But you can't win a fight with crazy glue, and you sure can't argue with the fool or two.
We're here to arrest a child sex offender. And you guys are out here honking.
We're not.
That vehicle right there is honking and impeding our investigations while we're trying to arrest a child sex offender. That's who you guys are protecting. Insane.
If I had to choose between people and coffee, well, sure we're gonna miss y'all.
Do you think that men can get pregnant?
I hesitated there because I wasn't sure where the conversation was going or what the goal was. I mean, I do take care of patients with different identities. I take care of many women. I take care of people with different identities. And so that's where I paused. I think, I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Well, the goal is just the truth. So can men get pregnant?
Again, the reason I paused there is I'm not really sure what the goal of the question
is. The goal is just to establish a biological reality. You just said a moment ago that science and evidence should control, not politics.
Absolutely.
So let's just test that proposition. Can men get pregnant?
I take care of people with many identities, but
can men get pregnant?
I take care of many women that can get pregnant. I do take care of people that don't identify as women.
Can men get pregnant?
Again, as I'm saying,
let me just remind you testified to a moment ago. Science and evidence should control, not politics.
Absolutely.
So can men get pregnant? You're
totally
a doctor.
I agree. Science and evidence should guide medicine.
Do science and evidence tell us that men can get pregnant? Biological men, can they get pregnant?
I also think yes/no questions like this are a political tool. And
no, yes/no questions are about the truth, doctor. Let's not make a mockery of this proceeding. This is about science and evidence, and I'm asking you. You know, the United States Supreme Court just heard arguments yesterday at great length on this question. This is not a hypothetical question. This is not theoretical. It affects real people in their real lives. And you're here as an expert, called by the other side as an expert. And you've been telling us that you follow, right, you're a doctor, and you follow the science and the evidence. So I just want to know, based on the science, can men get pregnant? That's a yes or no question. It really is, I think.
I think you're trying to reduce the complexity of a lot.
I'm not. I'm trying to get, it's not complex. I'm trying to get to an answer, and I'm trying to test, frankly, your veracity as a medical professional and as a scientist. Can men get pregnant?
I think you're also conflating male and female with...
No, I'm not conflating male and female. They're two different things. There's biological men, and there's biological women. And I want to know, can men get pregnant?
What you were talking about is biological.
You're not going to answer my question.
Biological males.
This isn't hard, doctor. Can men get pregnant? Yes or no?
I would be more than happy to have a conversation with you that is not coming from a place of trying to be polarized and push.
I'm not trying to be polarizing. I'm trying to ask. I think it is extraordinary that we are here in a hearing about science and about women. And for the record, it's women who get pregnant, not men. We are here about the safety of women and science that shows that this abortion drug causes adverse health events in 11% of cases. That's 22 times greater than the FDA label, another fact you haven't acknowledged. And yet you won't even acknowledge the basic reality that biological men don't get pregnant. There's a difference between biological men and biological women. I don't know how we can take you seriously and your claims to be a person of science if you won't level with this on this basic issue. I thought we were past all of this, frankly. I can't believe we're still here talking about this.
I am a person of science, and I'm also someone here who's here to represent the complex experiences of my patients, and I don't think polarized language or questions serve that goal. I don't think they serve the American people.
It is not polarizing to say that there is a scientific difference between men and women, and I want this to be clear and for the record. It is not polarizing to say that women are a biological reality and should be treated and protected as such. That is not polarizing. That is truth. It is also, by the way, the United States Constitution, which offers unique protections to women in a variety of circumstances as women. And your refusal to recognize women as women and men as men is deeply corrosive to science, to public trust, and yes, to constitutional protections for women as women. And I think it's extraordinary that you would sit here and advance a political agenda that has been thoroughly discredited and rejected by the American people in this forum. And I'm glad we had this exchange because it is exceptionally clarifying. It is also in many ways quite depressing. You can pray, you can beg, you can even plead,
but stubborn don't listen, the dumb don't read. So that was Senator Josh Hawley and Dr. Verma, who doesn't lend to the credibility of anything but possibly the conspiracy theory that clones are real because she sounds just like AOC. Here's the next two clippies from West 2 News, the Florida one, and Miss Mischief 09 about the salt.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the host and possibly her pets, who occasionally walk across the keyboard, jingle their collars, drink some water when they can't steal mom's coffee, growl while wrestling with their siblings, and even snore at high volumes when they feel slighted and are bored. Any resemblance to actual facts is purely coincidental, and this show is solely for entertainment purposes only. Wink, wink, nod, nod. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, sometimes our brains run on coffee and wishful thinking and possibly a conspiracy theory or two. This broadcast may contain traces of sarcasm, bad puns, and music to make you dance. Side effects may include spontaneous laughter, eyebrow raises, and the uncontrollable urge to sing along. Listen responsibly.
John was driving home southbound on A1A when he noticed two little girls in the middle of the road.
So I immediately pulled over there, and I ran out of the car, and one of them was going to the middle of the road, and I grabbed that one first, and then the second one I just picked up, she was ready, and I got him off the road. Took like maybe 6 seconds.
It had to be the most terrifying 6 seconds of his life.
My adrenaline spiked. I had a migraine when I finally got home. I was drained completely for the rest of the day.
This exclusive dash cam video is from his vehicle's front and rear cameras.
You can see in the dash cams, put her little arms up, and I was like, oh my God, how adorable.
He then went looking for their parents, found this Airbnb, knocked on the door, but no one answered.
So I went all around that house, and no one seemed to hear me yelling, you know, like that I was calling for someone to see if anybody knew, because the girls weren't telling me anything. They were about maybe 2 years old or younger, and all they could do was point to things and say,
Finally, he looked in the back gate, which he says was open. He adds, that's how the children got out, and their parents were clueless to the fact they were gone.
An elderly couple and a young girl, and I, you know, immediately they went into like, oh my God, we're so sorry. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm just glad I could get them back to you. And they were out in the road, and your gate was open.
John did not call police.
My main concern was to reunite them, and by that time I was, you know, glad that they were with their parents.
Bottom line, John says, you have got to watch your children. He and his wife have 5. They're grown now, and they have grandkids. West 2 contacted Cocoa Beach Police and the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Cocoa Beach says it's not their jurisdiction, and the Sheriff's Office says no one has made any reports or called this in. Back to you, Michelle. You can laugh, you can cry, you can sip your beer. The
stupid's going stupid, loud and clear. I want people to see this live video. We are at the Target in Edina. We've got to have about 70 people in line here. Everybody bought salt, and they're returning it. Why? Because we are asking that Target step up as a corporation of moral courage in this critical moment in our country. ICE is being leveraging Target's silence. They are abducting Target employees. They are staging in Target parking lots. They are going into Target stores and using it as propaganda opportunities. We are asking Target, whose whole brand has been built on serving the communities
in which they are to step up, speak out, use the corporate power that they have, because we know that's the only thing.
Maybe it's kindness, maybe it's grace, maybe it's just staying out of their face. Cause you can't win a fight with crazy glue, and you sure can't argue with the fool or two.
So I'm going to consider the Florida story the good news story by request for tonight. Come on, people. We need to do better for our children. Kids are precious.
Tyler, you are in time out. Why is the dog standing there?
He's in trouble, too.
What did he do?
He helped me draw on the wall. He picked the colors.
Next up is conspiracy theory time with clippies from Conspiracy One, Disobedient Dipshh, and Destiny Kisses.
What's that? Oh, they've invented contacts that can now see things that the naked eye can't see, as well as see in the dark. Tell me more. Yeah, what's happening is they're putting the contacts in and they're seeing weird creatures that they can't see with the naked eye, which is freaking them out, so they don't know if they want to release them yet until they can just only see in the dark. That's awesome. The testers of these contacts said that they saw creatures that looked dark and had glowing eyes as well as long fingers. Okay. The testers said that they could actually see super well in the dark, but what was strange is they could close their eyes and still see through their eyelids even in the dark. Many of them had to stop testing them because of the things they were seeing and how creeped out they got. One of them also said that one of these dark creatures leaped forward at them and went through their body, they said. I like that.
I've got one that can see.
Now go out and get yourself some thick black frames with the glass so dark they won't even know your name. And the choice is up to you, cause they come in two classes.
If you're listening in your office or you have any kiddies around, you might want to put on your headphones or lower the volume for this next segment and send the kids in the other room.
All right, put on your tinfoil hats, guys, because today we're talking about vril parasites. These beings are considered to be an intraterrestrial reptilian species. Some call them vril type 1 lizards. They're allegedly parasitic, carnivorous, and malevolent entities that love to engage in sadistic and debaucherous behavior. They have an appendage called a proboscis at the top of their head that detaches, and their entire consciousness can be injected into a human's eye to take over their body. Once it enters the body, it swirls around the optic nerve and then proceeds to an area of the brain where it will excrete the parasitic cells and kill the human. After taking over the body, it's called a drone. Here's a picture of Dolly holding one up with what seems to be an injured person behind him, possibly someone who was just droned. It's believed that this is why you see so many high-ranking officials and celebrities with these gnarly black eyes. It is pretty weird when you think about it, because how many people do you know that have ever had a black eye in their entire life? Oftentimes, these parasites are able to retain the former human's memories and are able to replicate their behaviors. This makes it easier for the parasite to assimilate and not cause suspicion from the victim's immediate friends or family. Basically, these reptilian beings will use human hosts in high-ranking positions to gain control and influence so that they can serve the Illuminati and other occult societies' interests. This is allegedly why you're often seeing depictions of the all-seeing eye. To prevent the breakdown of the human host's body, apparently the vril needs to regularly ingest stem cell-rich blood. We've heard plenty of stories of celebrities drinking blood and harming babies. It's possible this is why there's such a large-scale agenda to promote abortion and fund Planned Parenthood. Women are also pushed to give birth in hospitals, where their placentas are often stolen and sold to the highest bidder. So how can you tell if someone's been droned? Aside from the very blatant black eye followed by around 2 weeks of sickness, a lot of drones lose their hair early in life, male and female. Some of them are devoid of intelligence, so they don't understand dry humor or sarcasm. They also exhibit psychotic behaviors, such as lack of empathy and sympathy. They enjoy engaging in deviant acts of perversion, self-gratification, and even torture. I think this theory is super interesting. I want to believe that the people in power who commit these horrifying atrocities are not human, but what do you guys think?
Some say they're shapeshifters. They don't change shape, they change the way the human brain sees them.
Please.
They're highly evolved and intelligent with extremely advanced technology. They are reptilians.
Lizard people!
Viral post that's going around. It's been on Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, 4chan, and Godlike Productions.
Don't forget lunaticoutpost.com. I've got some credible info on there as
Okay, lunaticoutpost.com. But it's gaining a lot of steam, and it's gotten like a lot of upvotes on Reddit. There's a bunch of Instagram posts about it that have tens of thousands of likes on it, and it's popping up everywhere. On August 12th, 2026, the world will lose gravity for 7 seconds. NASA?
Okay.
NASA knows. They're
NASA
preparing.
Knows. Okay.
But they won't tell us why. November 2024, a secret NASA document titled Project Anchor leaked online. Mm-hmm. The project's budget is $89
billion. Oh, my God.
And its goal is to survive a 7-second gravitational anomaly expected on August 12th, 2026 at 14:33 UTC, 7:33 a.m. Pacific time. In the first 1 to 2 seconds, everything not secured will rise, including people, vehicles, animals. 3 to 4 second time span, objects will continue to rise to 15 to 20 meters. In the 5 to 6 second time span, panic and chaos will ensue as people hit ceilings. And after 7 seconds, gravity returns, everything falls from the height that it's at. The estimated consequences are 40 million deaths from falls, infrastructure destruction, economic collapse that would last over 10 years, and mass panic.
40 million deaths?
It says the reason for this is the intersection of two gravitational waves from black holes. Predicted in 2019 with a probability of 94.7%. NASA has known about this for 5 years.
One class, they asked one kid to prove the law of gravity. You know, he threw the teacher out the window. Very rough school over there.
Here's another perspective on Venezuela shared by the real Melissa Tate.
Okay. As a Venezuelan American, I got something to say. My family, my parents, my sister, my extended family, all lost everything. Their work, their savings, their investments, gone. Wiped out by a narco-dictatorship that has held Venezuela in a death grip for over 25 years. And what happened to my family has happened to millions. And yes, millions. The Venezuelan exodus is the second largest displacement crisis on Earth after Syria. This is not just a tragedy. It is one of the great humanitarian disasters of our time. But the suffering doesn't end there. This regime has jailed hundreds of political prisoners. Thousands have been murdered simply for speaking out. More than a third of the population has fled. One third. Not for better opportunities or for the American dream, but to survive. To live. Because staying often means death. And while the world may see Venezuela as a collapsed state, what it is, in reality, is an occupied one. Our territory, our natural resources, and our institutions have been overrun by hostile foreign powers. Iranian militias, Chinese corporations, Russian intelligence, all exploiting our country with impunity. Venezuela is no longer just a local crisis. It is now a geopolitical threat that endangers the entire Western Hemisphere. It has become a launch pad for an authoritarian expansion in the Americas. And in the midst of all of this, one woman has dared to lead the charge for freedom. Maria Corina Machado. In 2024, against every odd, she led a peaceful democratic uprising that won the election. Her team smuggled physical voting receipts out of the country. Hard proof of victory that the regime tried to bury. Her courage has lit a fire in the hearts of millions of Venezuelans desperate to believe that change is still possible. But now some have questioned her decision to dedicate her Nobel Prize to Donald Trump. Okay, I get that. But here's the truth. It was a brilliant strategic move in the global chessboard of politics. Maria Corina is no fool. She knows exactly the kind of man Trump is. She knows how much he campaigned for it, loudly and relentlessly, to win that very same prize. She knows how symbolic and personal that recognition is to him. And precisely because of that, she understood that this gesture might be the thing that keeps his attention focused on Venezuela at a time when U.S. presence and pressure in the Caribbean is rising. She didn't dedicate that award to flatter him. She did it to protect and preserve the one kind of power that could help shift the course of history. Because for her, this isn't about pride. It's not about optics. It's about freedom. And let's be very clear. Maria Corina is not asking for the U.S. to invade Venezuela. She's not campaigning for war. Venezuela is already invaded. It is held hostage by a narco state, overrun by foreign agents and enemies of democracy, Russians, Iranians, Chinese. All operating freely, weaponizing our land and resources to expand their influence across Latin America. What Maria Corina is calling for, what millions of Venezuelans are praying for, is the support of the only military on Earth capable of countering that threat and helping to free our people. This is not imperialism. This is liberation. She's not playing partisan games. She's playing for Venezuela's life. Because this isn't theoretical. This isn't academic. This is life or death. So yes, it is time to honor her bravery. But more importantly, it is time for the world, especially the free world, to recognize what's at stake. The fight for Venezuela is a fight for freedom, for democracy, and for the stability of an entire continent. If we truly care about liberty, human dignity, and peace in the Americas, then Venezuela's fight must matter to all of us. Que viva Venezuela, que viva María Corina Machado.
My pappy used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, get a hold of Maggie Hart at MAGGIE_HEART at Outlook.com to get it fixed.
We're going to get into some more politics now with the Trumpster. This triple shot is from hashtag Marion, Truth Politica, and Steve Ram 3. Hashtag Marion is a little outdated because it talks about how Trump was planning on militarily taking over Greenland, but there are some good points in there I think are worth listening to.
Trump is trying to forcibly occupy Greenland, and we need to support him. Here's why. To understand this, we need to look at two major things: where Greenland is located on a map and the recent movement of China. Greenland is smack dab in the middle of North America, Russia, and Asia. Also, it's surrounded by water, so it has direct proximity to multiple very important aquatic trade routes, including the Northwest Passage and the GIUC. One of the huge advantages America has is our distance physically from the major nations that would seek to do us harm. I'm talking about Russia, China, and the Middle Eastern countries that scream death to America. The reason we stay safe is because we are so physically far away. They cannot reach us with an attack without us seeing it well in advance. However, if you pay attention, you see that China has been inching closer and closer to the United States with very strategic alliances with our surrounding countries, including the BRICS situation with Brazil, which is right beneath us, multiple African nations, and recently Canada. Yes, our neighbor, Canada, has decided to align itself with China. Greenland would allow us to not only monitor what Asia is doing and stop Chinese troops if they decide to come through that water passage, but also it gives us a strategic advantage with 3 points of entry into Canada if Canada decides to act crazy. So one thing that you guys need to realize is that, yes, there were treaties in place, and that's why NATO wants to get involved. But the fact is, the treaties suck. They do not protect the United States. That's why we backed out of the Green New Deal. You should look into that. But if NATO would rather us not defend ourselves, then we don't need NATO. And we can take them in a war, guys. I think you forgot. We are the biggest and baddest country in the world when it comes to military defenses. We don't need to be afraid of anybody, especially with our strategic positioning. But as our enemies get closer, we need to be smart about this. So stop being scared. Stop pushing back with what the president is doing. Support him, because this will end up being a good thing for us down the line.
No, you can't have Greenland. You haven't finished your Venezuela yet.
When Donald Trump revived his push for Greenland, Europe mocked it. They missed the strategy. Greenland sits on the shortest missile route between Russia and North America. That's why the U.S. runs early warning missile radar there. Arctic ice is melting. By 2035, shipping between Europe and Asia could be 40% faster. Russia already dominates the Northern Sea route, backed by the world's largest icebreaker fleet, including nuclear-powered ships. Since 2014, Russia has built or reopened 50-plus Arctic military sites. Its nuclear submarines hide beneath Arctic ice, strengthening second-strike capability. China calls itself a near-Arctic power. It links the region to its Polar Silk Road, but the decisive battlefield is space. Early warning and surveillance satellites use polar orbits. Control the Arctic means control of missile detection and targeting.
Framework of a future deal with respect to Greenland and, in fact, the entire Arctic region. This solution, if consummated, will be a great one for the United States of America and all NATO nations.
All right, so if you haven't already heard, it looks like coming out across the news media outlets everywhere that a deal for Greenland, the framework has been set. Donald Trump announcing, looks like the United States is one step closer to acquiring Greenland. Take a look at the latest headlines with me. You can see just coming out, Trump says that he has formed a framework of a future deal on Greenland. They're saying that this is just about done. Trump calls off tariffs on Europe over Greenland. The president said that he has reached the framework of a future deal on Greenland with NATO. They're saying that it looks like Greenland is going to be owned by the United States here very soon, potentially. Trump says the Greenland framework with NATO involves mineral rights for the United States as well. You can see this updated just 5 minutes ago, so this is very breaking news, but it's coming out everywhere. Trump pauses Greenland-linked tariffs on 8 European countries. No tariffs are going to be needed because it looks like the U.S. is going to be acquiring Greenland. And Trump says the framework reached a future Greenland deal. Live updates coming out, and we're going to be going through the live updates. I'm going to give you the play-by-play as to what has been unfolding while Trump is over in Davos right now. This was a huge topic yesterday. There was a lot of concern as he said that he was willing to do whatever he needed to achieve it. They said, how far are you willing to go to get Greenland? He said, you will find out. This concerned a lot of nations. We've seen that several nations in Europe have sent over troops to do a reconnaissance on Greenland to determine what they might need to do to defend it. Trump said he's going to be slapping them with tariffs, and he said, we are going to acquire Greenland. And it looks like 24 hours later, after going to Davos, He is doing just that. He is saying the future framework has been worked out with NATO for the United States to acquire Greenland. Man.
The next clippies are from Truth Seeker 01011 and the government.
Forum 2026 Davos meeting is by far my favorite Davos meeting ever because the U.S. administration went in there, gave everybody the middle finger and told them enough is enough. And now all of these liberal losers are actually panicking because every year they go there on our tax money. They live luxuriously for that time. They eat really well. They get schmecks workers, coming to visit them. And there's actual articles, if you look that up from last year, of, you know, how many prostitutes get flown into Davos during that time. Isn't it amazing how our tax money at work? And it's a bunch of liberal cucks basically pretending like they're going to solve all the problems that they created. Except with this year, the Trump administration going in, giving everybody the middle finger and telling them like enough is enough, they're actually starting to panic. And look what's being written on X by the Finnish leader. Finland's president, if we want to preserve the liberal world order, we need to give agency to those countries around the world which feel the current order was built 80 years ago in the image of the West and especially the U.S. So give more power to the rest of the world. They just want to take the power away from the U.S. They don't want to give any third world country or anybody else the power. Their thing is to take power away from everybody and basically have them be in charge of all of us, with the U.N. being the head of the New World Order government. And so it's really funny that they're actually saying this out loud, not using the word New World Order, but actually saying liberal global order. And then Julian Assange tweeted this. Carney is a DNC asset. DNC stands for Democratic National Committee, and that's a U.S.-based thing. The Liberal Party and the DNC are joined at the hip. The DNC keeps their money in Canadian banks because it shields their money laundering from U.S. authorities. The amount of fraud going on in Canadian banks makes the Somali fraud look like child's play. And he's right. I made a video about that, about how Hillary Clinton and Kamala came to, you know, Canada to do a talk, and Canada paid for all of it, and I thought it was really weird. And that video was like 4 years old, but now Julian Assange kind of put that, the two together. And if you don't know who Julian Assange is, you're probably a Gen Z who ate Tide Pods. I suggest you go and like Google him, because he literally knows what's going on. He's the guy behind WikiLeaks. So I find it really funny that right now it's just kind of burning to the ground and everyone's panicking in Europe, and like Trump just doesn't care. Everything is just coming out in the open. I'm telling you guys, 2026 is going to be freaking amazing. I'm not even kidding, especially if you're a truther and you know what's going on. For those who are still kind of asleep, they're about to get a shocker. But like, hey, dudes, you know, not a bad time to wake up completely. So, yeah.
Emmanuel Macron, I watched him yesterday with those beautiful sunglasses. What the hell happened?
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets a-running and try to beat the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
So with the glasses, I don't know if this is what he's referring to, but I'm going to go ahead and assume. There's a video of Macron speaking, and the reflection in his sunglasses looks like he's talking at like an empty warehouse. There aren't any people in the reflection. There's just like the square thing. Could be the podium, but I doubt it. Try and find that video and see what you think.
Is that bay? Is this land on which we're going to build the greatest golden dome ever built? We're building a golden dome. It's going to, just by its very nature, going to be defending Canada. Canada gets a lot of freebies from us, by the way. They should be grateful also, but they're not. I watched your prime minister yesterday. He wasn't so grateful. But they should be grateful to us. Canada lives because of the United States. Remember that, Mark, the next time you make your statements. What we did for Israel was amazing. But that's nothing compared to what we have planned for the United States, Canada, and the rest of the world. We are going to build a dome like no other. We did it. We did it for Israel. But homes are built for people, not for corporations. And America will not become a nation of renters. We're not going to do that.
That's why I have signed an executive order banning large institutional investors from buying single-family homes. It's just not fair to the public. They're not able to buy a house. And I'm calling on Congress to pass that ban into permanent law, and I think they will. One of the biggest barriers to saving for a down payment has been surging credit card debt. The profit margin for credit card companies now exceeds 50%, one of the biggest. And they charge Americans interest rates of 28%, 30%, 31%, 32%. What have happened to usury? So to help our citizens recover from the Biden disaster, all caused by this horrible, just horrible president, I'm asking Congress to cap credit card interest rates at 10% for 1 year. And this will help millions of Americans save.
Okay, and the last two on the WEF from True Earth 9/11 and Joey Vantes are Elon Musk and Alex Soros, Gavin Newsom's sugar daddy. See what you think about Elon's speech, and as far as the other one goes, George Soros' son, if you weren't George Soros' son, would probably be at a window somewhere asking people if they want fries with that.
Okay, listen to this carefully. Elon Musk is on stage at the World Economic Forum being interviewed by the CEO of BlackRock, and he casually mentions about man-made disasters wiping out humanity and AI completely taking over. Check this out.
Asked, are there aliens among us? And I'll say that I am one, but...
We're here for the future.
They don't believe me.
Okay.
And actually, my prediction is, in the benign scenario of the future, that we will... The robots will actually make so many robots and AI that they will actually saturate all human needs. Meaning you won't be able to even think of something to ask the robot for at a certain point. My prediction is that there'll be more robots than people. So,
but how do you then have human purpose in that scenario?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's nothing's perfect, you know.
Nothing's perfect.
But if you have billions of humanoid robots, I think there will be. I think everyone on Earth is going to have one and going to want one.
No thanks.
Because you wouldn't want a robot to, you know, assuming it's very safe, watch over your kids, take care of your pet.
Me?
And,
I wouldn't.
And definitely, we are in the most interesting time in history. I think there's a more interesting time in history, which doesn't mean that it is without its issues. I mean, we need to be very careful with AI. We need to be very careful with robotics. We don't want to find ourselves in a James Cameron movie.
Terminator.
So, like, I don't know. Bottom line is, I think we need to assume that life and consciousness is extremely rare, and it might only be us. And if that's the case, then we need to do everything possible to ensure that the light of consciousness is not extinguished.
I mean, yeah, of course, you know, Elon Musk just sat there doing that hand symbol while sat there saying that humanity is going to be taken over by AI with the CEO of the biggest investment organization giant in the entire world. Yeah, clearly just for entertainment, and I'm as fictional as a dinosaur, baby.
You know, we just heard this point about untrustworthy people, and we talked about things in the United States like, you know, like checks and balances, which aren't written anywhere, but are customs. And one man, Donald Trump, literally came in and just took that all away. But when I see this, you know, when I look at this, more globally regarding democracy, I also say to myself, when was this great time that everybody got along so well and, you know, things were going so great? I mean, I think, you know, I think that we really have to be careful here in this nostalgia for a time past, because a lot of the reactions we're seeing in society are actually reactions to positive things, like you know, like equality for women, and greater diversity, which come with backlash.
Are you a real estate agent or a content creator who feels like you're just throwing spaghetti at the wall with your marketing? You're an expert in your field. You shouldn't have to be an expert in algorithms, too. Stop guessing and start growing. V. Smith Media takes the mystery out of your digital footprint. They don't do one-size-fits-all. They have specific consulting packages designed just for your industry. Whether you're selling houses or running an online store or creating courses, webinars, podcasts, and books. Pick the package that fits your goals. Visit vsmithmedia.com to get you sorted. And I know I'm going to get this, so I'm going to address it. Yes, I know about the strange smell that was at the WEF. It was a fire. It was like a hut that caught fire. No big deal. Yes, I heard about Trump's plane having to be changed out before he left because it was a small issue. But one thing I wanted to address really quickly and have you just think about is every clippy and video pretty much I've seen the last several days is how Trump is a hero and the things that he said and how he stood up to the WEF. And I've seen a lot of clippies that I didn't bring to the table about how he's dismantled the WEF and he's blowing them apart and getting rid of them. What you need to keep in mind here is that he created this board of peace that he spoke about in Davos. That means something when you look at the whole perspective, especially from a biblical standpoint. So I want you to pray on it. See what you think. Dismantling the WEF, he went in there as one of them, if that makes sense. He spoke, he engaged in diplomacy, he promoted his agenda. That's a lot different than destroying or eliminating an institution. He criticized them. He assertively positioned the U.S. on the world stage. He's pushing for what he wants, trade, diplomacy, ideological influence. He's present, but there's nothing that I'm seeing where I've heard him say that he's abolishing the WEF, getting rid of it, neutralizing it. I present some different perspectives on the show to make you think. Did he shake Soros up given his speech? Probably. Are they way more concerned that he's in charge and running the ship rather than Biden? Definitely. Wittingly or unwittingly, is he fulfilling prophecy? 100%. Did anybody else hear, though, at the end of that clip where he said it appeared that he said he did it for Israel? He may have misspoke. Right? Yeah, we're going to run a little bit over tonight, but I can do that on these platforms. The next triple shot is from Burgess Awakening, Ben Sitz, and Derek Lip. Burgess Awakening kind of reflects what I did in the meditation at the beginning of the show. And while you're listening to these clippies and then the ad that follows, grab a pen and paper because we're going to finish up with a recipe.
Notice how perfectly timed this all is. Nonstop chaos, nonstop headlines, constant tension. And now, right on cue, storm of the century, historic, unprecedented, all while the people making decisions about your life eat caviar in Davos, get caught undercover admitting those geo-you-know-what in the sky, and Russia has more snow in 1 month than the last 130 years, and Elon admitted he's an alien. You think this language is accidental? This isn't just weather here. It's a nervous system assault. When people are overwhelmed, tired, emotionally fried, they stop thinking clearly. They panic, they spiral, and they hand over control just to feel safe again. That's the play here, guys. Crank the fear up, flood the senses, keep everyone dysregulated. But here's the problem for them. Once you see how chaos is used all around you, all throughout your life, it stops working. I'm not panicking. I'm not glued to the forecast. I'm not letting headlines hijack my body. Because this isn't about surviving a storm. It's about whether you could stay regulated while the world tries to knock you off center. And if you feel yourself spiraling right now, if you're exhausted, it's not weakness. That's the pressure. Breathe, slow down, ground yourself, and breathe about a million more times. Calm is the resistance, and they can't control people who aren't afraid.
I had to buy cranberry orange bread because you can't get a hold of yourselves. I better be able to snowboard down the street tomorrow the way y'all are cleaning out these aisles.
I haven't been that stressed out in the grocery store since the mist. I saw a prayer circle in the frozen vegetable aisle. What are we doing? Who took all the cottage cheese? Be honest.
I saw two women fight over a carton of eggs because a snowflake about to hit the ground. when I wake up and open my front door, there better be a wall of snow. The way some of y'all are acting. What if I need the toilet paper? I don't have any toilet paper. Now the only thing I have to wipe my with is cranberry orange bread.
Hello.
Hey, did you get the call?
What call?
That's school. It's canceled.
Dawson, school's canceled?
Yeah, snow day tomorrow.
All right, I'll let them know. Thanks.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, bye. Dawson! Do you want to go to school tomorrow?
No.
Am I the coolest dad ever?
Yes.
I will let you skip school tomorrow.
Actually?
If you clean the house in the morning.
I will do it the second I wake up. It will be spotless.
Right.
You are the best dad ever.
I know.
What will you tell my mom?
You have a fever. You're sick. I don't know. I'll think it's something. I got you. I got you, dude.
Thank you so much. You're the best dad ever.
I know. Play some video games or we can go do something. I don't care.
Okay. Another hug.
The entry music, sometimes my halftime music, and the ending music are all provided by my good buddy Pat Carr, a wonderful original musician from Louisiana, now residing in Colorado. You can check him out at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. Pat's at AllMusic, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundClick, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. He is all over the place. Please check him out, support his music, and tell him Maggie sent you.
If you like Maggie and the sound of her voice and want to keep her airing quality shows, I'd be much obliged if you donate to the network, because those folks are dirt poor and rely on your contributions to keep the lights on.
This is what I make when I don't feel like cooking dinner, but still have to. It comes together with just 10 minutes of prep, and my entire family devours it. Start by adding chopped cabbage to a bowl and generously coat with high-quality olive oil. Season with onion powder, garlic powder, salt, pepper, smoked paprika, and Italian seasoning. Give this all a mix, and then we're just going to repeat the seasoning process, adding in some sliced smoked sausage and frozen pierogies to the same bowl and giving them a mix. Load all your ingredients onto a sheet pan lined with parchment paper for easy cleanup. Toss this into the oven at 425 for 30 minutes. While this is cooking, create a beer cheese by mixing together cream cheese, AP seasoning, cheddar, bone broth for some extra protein, along with bacon pieces and some lager. Allow to warm, and it's done. Load your sheet pan meal into a bowl, top with some of that beer cheese and additional bacon pieces, and you're basically ready for Oktoberfest. Definitely try this one out and let me know what you think. Tag me if you make it. Full recipe in the caption below. Enjoy.
That was by Food Creations for You. Lastly, one more quick shot of comedy from the Jennifer Harrison Show, and I'm going to consider that one in the beginning from Kathleen Madigan as my Gen X, so I'm good after this.
Michael, why don't you tell them what you said to the neighbors last night? New neighbors move in. They invite us over for dinner. First question they ask us, how did you guys meet? And Michael says,
I told them the truth.
And what was that?
In 1645, I burned you at the stake. And as you were burning, you swore revenge in another life. And here you are.
And here I am.
It's been a long time, babe.
Oh, my God.
That's my show for tonight, folks. I hope you had as much fun as I did. Please remember, wherever you listen, to like and share my videos and join the channels. The Trim Radio Network Creator Studio is a great way to discover some new shows like Peter Kling's Revelation Thursday nights at 9 Eastern Standard and my buddy Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show Saturday nights from 9 to 12. Wherever you listen, thank you for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.